This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me again today. I sit around the house sometimes after a long day, and all I want to do is enjoy a beer and relax. Oz is right there with me, chilling out. Beans, on the other hand, is darting around the house, barking at the cat outside, and wanting to go outside every 5 minutes. I began to think, if this was my kid right now, would she be on me to do something? Anything. Because I'm just so bored.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so that you get the very best from your dog training. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thank you for being a loyal subscriber to the show. I got to thinking, can a dog be bored? We do tend to put human traits on dogs anyway. Why not boredom? This, of course, led me to look up some articles, and I would like to share one that I found. Before we get into this article, I want you to know that I almost totally disagree with the purpose of this article, and yet there are some really good ideas. As I say in many of my shows, dogs do not have cognitive reasoning. They cannot analyze situations, therefore emotions and feelings, such as boredom, are not possible. Things like jealousy, envy, pride, or self-respect are not possible emotions. Now, before you get all pompous and turn off this show because you just don't agree with me, let's discuss this a bit and see if you agree or disagree. And before I bore you any further, let's get into this article.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
First, let's just see what the World Wide Web defines bored as. I found the definition as feeling weary because one is unoccupied or lacks interest in one's current activity. Since when has your dog ever shown signs of non-interest in her current activity? When Beans harasses Oz, or sees a cat, or finds a bone, it's the most interesting thing she can do at the moment. The fact is that she is all in, and she shows me that she lives in the moment. If you live in the moment, there's no possibility of being bored. She loves to find a new tight space to investigate. She loves chasing a new dog at the dog park until it chases her, and she loves walking as quickly as she can to get to the next point of interest. Just because a dog goes from one thing to another does not mean they're bored. Just because a dog is lying at your feet for long periods of time, it doesn't mean she's bored. Dogs do what they need to do when they want to and when they need to. Some dogs, I realize, have more intelligence than others, and this does mean that giving them a job will help them learn to stay out of trouble and that they are better managed. But just because one dog is smarter than another does not mean it gives them reasoning abilities. They just know more of the if-then statements than most normal dogs. If I was to drop a ball, then he'll throw it for me. If my collar does not beep, then I won't get shocked. If my owner calls me with that tone, then I better listen. And on and on. With all of that preface, let's get into this article that I found. I found the article on puppyleaks.com, and it's called Three Signs That Your Dog Is Bored and What to Do About It. It was written by Jen Gabbard in 2008. So as I go through the article, I'll pause and talk about some of the things that they say. Do you think your dog is bored? If the answer is yes, there's a pretty good chance they are. Like us, dogs get bored when they're not giving things to do throughout the day. But unlike us, they're pretty limited in what they can do to entertain themselves. They don't have a job, they can't go to the park on their own, and they don't get to go out and walk by themselves. Yeah, that's true. It doesn't mean that they're bored. Okay, so here we go. We're their main source of entertainment. We dictate when they eat, play, and exercise. If we don't give them enough to do, they're going to get bored. And bored dogs get in trouble. If you think your dog is bored, here are some ways to tell. And there's a lot of options when it comes to fixing it. Here are three signs that your dog is bored and what you can do about it. Number one, exhibiting destructive behaviors. Excessive chewing, barking, digging, getting into the trash. These sort of destructive behaviors are often caused by dog boredom. If you're not giving your dog things to do, they'll find ways of entertaining themselves. And that includes habits like chewing up shoes, digging up the garden, and things us humans aren't too keen on. To stop destructive behavior, we need to give our dogs something more constructive to do. We often focus on punishment and then fail to follow up by teaching them what to do instead. This is our job to teach our dogs about what is acceptable and encourage good habits. Now, I love that last paragraph. This is exactly what I talk about and what I'm training about. We do often focus on punishment. It's very normal. We want to fix the problem. And we do fail to follow up by teaching them what to do instead. But here's the thing. It's not that your dog is bored that they're getting in trouble. They just don't know the rules. It's up to you to create the rules. So in the whole thing here where she's calling, oh, your dog's bored because they need things to do, that's not true. Your dog will do things when they want to do the things. It's not out of boredom that they're chewing up your shoes. It's because they don't know that your shoes are not unavailable, that you have other things that they can chew on, other things that they can do. And it's your job to teach your dog what's available and what's not available to chew on. Dogs chew. Dogs get into trash. I mean, think about it. There's really good smelly stuff in there. A dog really wants to do that. So it's up to you to make sure that your dog has structure and rules in order to teach them what they can and can't chew on. Because if you don't, guess what? It's just like potty training. If you don't teach them to go outside to go potty, they're going to pee inside. And they think that's what they're supposed to do. It's not because they're bored or some other reason. So let's get into some of the other things that she says. Use doggy boredom busters. When Laika was younger, she was always getting into mischief, the magic of puppies. To stop her from tearing up the house, I'd give her something mentally stimulating to do, such as a food puzzle or a Kong-stuffed frozen treat. Little boredom busters like that might not seem like much, but to our dogs, they're mentally exhausting. We've all heard that a tired dog is a good dog, but it's about more than just physical exercise. While many behavioral problems stem from boredom, the answer isn't necessarily just adding more physical exercise. When it comes to mental stimulation, it doesn't take much to tire out your dog. A frozen Kong will tire out my dog in as much as a 30-minute walk. Okay, I'm going to stop there and we'll go on to this because she does say more about this. That is true. Physical exercise, mental exercise are really going to wear out your dog. I mean, I see this every day. As a matter of fact, just yesterday I was with a client. We did the first workout with a dog and the dog literally crashed right after the workout, was just laying at the feet and just really worn out because the dog did a very good, tough workout. And to mentally stimulate a dog, yes. Now, I will go again with that level of intelligence. But my dog with a Kong, he has learned he can get stuff out of a Kong instantly. He knows how to crush it, squeeze it, do whatever he's got to instantly. So it's not mentally stimulating for him. So that would not be something that would wear my dog out. He's also one of those dogs that the more I walk him, and the better in shape he gets, the less the physical activity even affects him. I've had a dog in the past that I've walked up to 5 miles and it didn't affect him at all because we could walk that far and it was okay. And you know, the more and more you are exercised, the more you can tolerate. Same thing mentally. As a dog is smarter and learns more things, they do get worn out. But it's up to you again to really start stimulating them and working with them in higher levels of mental activity. Dog training is one of those great things because there's no limit. There's no limit to what you can train your dog to do. You can do just the basic commands, which I teach most people. It's really funny because I'll talk to someone and one of my clients is doing really well in the training, and I'll start to teach them what I call advanced or intermediate type commands just to get them to really learn to stimulate their dog and give more activity. So it really is something that you can do, but a good combination is really the thing that you need to look at. And she goes on to say that in the article. A good combination of physical and mental exercise is what helps keeps our dogs happy and entertained. I don't know about entertained. We're not here to entertain. It's a dog. They're not sitting here worrying about, you know, hey, what's on the show or what are we going to do next? They don't worry about those things. They just live in the moment. And the more you can live in the moment and the more you can live with your dog like that and know that that's how your dog is, the better you can create structure. In addition to your daily walk, add a few training sessions or interactive games throughout the day. If you're not sure where to begin, here's a list of 33 ways to keep your dog busy indoors. Now, I'm not going to go over that whole list. It's a whole link in the article. I looked through there. There was a lot of things that were good. There were some things I say to never do, but you know, it is just activities. There is one that was kind of fun. It says, another one of my favorite doggy boredom busters is teaching your dog to chase bubbles. It's easy, inexpensive, and fun. Just make sure your dog doesn't ingest too much. It can cause an upset stomach. So yeah, that's something that's kind of cool. Chasing the bubbles around. It definitely would be something a little mentally stimulating and fun and a big activity. All right. So the second thing that she says why your dog is bored or what they do to show you they're bored is they do attention seeking, barking or whining. My dog certainly is not shy when it comes to letting me know that she's bored. She'll come right up to me and nudge my hand. If that doesn't work, the whining and grumbling begins. Our dogs know exactly how to get our attention, and barking at you, demand barking, works extremely well. Some dogs don't even bother with whining or barking. They'll get right up in your face or right on your lap if they're bored. These are attention-seeking behaviors, and they're a good indicator that your dog is bored, looking for something to do. Yeah, your dog always wants attention from you, and these are definitely things that your dog has learned that gets attention. I mean, how many dogs know when they put their head under your hand, you're going to pet them? Because more times than not, you don't even realize you're doing it. If your dog's allowed on the furniture, they're going to get up and get right next to you. If you allow that, if that's part of your life, doesn't necessarily mean that your dog's bored. It just means your dog wants attention from you. There are things that you can do to actually pull your dog's attention away from you. There are training commands. We actually teach the training command place, which the dog can go to the mat, lie down on the mat. I've been working with Oz on longer and longer extended periods of time, and he's doing really well. It allows me to work Beans while he holds the place command, and he really loves doing it. It's one of those things that when I release him, you can tell he's really enjoyed doing that thing for me. But it again, he's not a big attention hound where Beans is a big attention hound. He does love to be where I am, and he does love to hang out, but he's not a big attention hound. So you're never going to see that from him. Very rarely. I mean, the other night he did kind of bark at me to get attention, and it was really funny, and he got lots of attention for it. So, but that's not something he does on a normal basis. So here's her way of working on the attention barking. Give your dog a daily routine. The way I managed Laika's attention seeking was by setting up a daily routine. She knows when it's time to walk, eat, relax, and play. It's amazing how well dogs like schedules. If Laika had a daily planner, I'm sure she'd give our 2 p.m. tug time a bunch of bone-flavored stickers every day. By walking her in the morning and encouraging her to relax until 2 p.m., she's learned that morning time equals napping on the couch time. Dogs are creatures of habit, so by providing them with a constant daily routine, they know what's expected of them. By feeding our dogs at the same time, we give them security. They don't have to worry about when they'll get their next meal. And the same is true for activities and exercise. Consistent routine will teach your dog when it's time to play, walk, and relax. Now, I don't know that you have to have a very specific time that you do everything. You do need to have a routine. I have very much a routine when I come home at the end of the day. I have very much a routine before I leave in the morning. I don't always have a walking routine. That's not always in my routine, but they do know when we're going to go for a walk or get to go out. Those are things that are, again, routines in my home. Listen, you should do this anyway. Whether your dog is bored or not, or you think your dog is bored or not, you should create good routines. Dogs do live on routines. I like that thing that she said about if she had a calendar. And because that's what a dog would do. A dog would know exactly what's going on. I mean, think about it. Does your dog wake you up at the same time every day, even before your alarm goes off? Or does your dog do things like at certain time at night? No, hey, it's time. Like the other night, I looked up, Oz is like looking at me and sitting and looking at me and kind of, he does this little circle thing. And I looked at the time, it was 5:30. That's the time I typically feed them at night. So if you create a good routine, your dogs are going to really love that routine and really understand what you are. Now, the biggest thing is not because you're combating boredom. It's because you're taking a role. When you do these things, your dog learns to trust you. Your dog learns that you're the one that he needs to look to whenever he needs to make a decision or whenever something's going on. And that trust is really more about that routine that you're creating so that your dog learns that that's the way that things are and he needs to look to you to make decisions. So this is her third boredom definition or reason. Your dog follows you around, the Velcro dog syndrome. Does your dog follow you around everywhere? It may be due to boredom. We're our dog's main source of entertainment. Again, you are not your dog's entertainment. But if you think that that's it, then good. We make all those big decisions, like when it comes time to go to the park. So when we get up and go and do something, our dogs are inclined to check it out. Not all dogs who follow you around are doing so out of boredom. Some dogs just enjoy being close to their owners, and some dogs have been bred to be dependent lap dogs. If your dog is calmly following you around, it's nothing to worry about. It's up to you to decide if you find it endearing. I fall in that camp, or if you'd rather encourage independent behaviors. So that's the thing. She's talking about here, if they're following you around, is it cute? Are you okay with it? Listen, as dogs or puppies, they're going to follow you around. Oz has always followed me to every room and done everything. I've had him for 10 years, and it's just been in the last 2 or 3 years that he's actually started sleeping in the living room instead of coming in the room immediately when I go to bed. He's, you know, or sleeping in the hallway or sleeping somewhere else. And it's just because he's okay. He feels good. He's comfortable and he's happy where he's at. He doesn't feel like he has to be everywhere that I am. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and he's asleep right at my door. And he doesn't even push it open because I leave it in a way that he could push it open and come in. And he doesn't. He just sleeps on the outside. And that's, Molly did the same thing. At first, when she was younger, she would follow me everywhere. And then as she got older, and she definitely would stay in another room or in her bed somewhere else. So it's not definitely a boredom thing. It's not something that I would say. And again, you know, I don't go to the hole that a dog can be bored. It's really just stuff that dogs do. And the more attention they get for it, obviously, the more they're going to do it. When my dog Laika was younger, she followed me around everywhere, and she certainly wasn't calm about it. She'd get this excited look on her face like, okay, what are we doing? Are we going to the park? Are we going to play Frisbee? Whatever, it's time. This is a big cue that she was looking for something to do. Now, here's where she admits that she gives human traits to her dog way too much. And that's the truth. That's what she's doing in this whole thing is she's giving her dog all these human traits. And that's a big mistake a lot of us make is that we think because we're human that they think the way that we do. And unfortunately, they don't. She does use that big word that I can't pronounce. So, but that's the truth. Is that the reason you think your dog can be jealous or the reason you think your dog can be envious or prideful or even bored is because you give your dog human traits that your dog just doesn't have. So it also says to provide your dog with enough exercise. If your dog gets excited every time you get up, it's time to figure out why they're so pumped up. Chances are they have to burn off some excess energy. Does your dog get enough physical exercise? Does she have mentally stimulating things to do throughout the day? Do you take your dog for a walk every day? If that's not the best way to give your dog some physical mental exercise. It's such an important part of your dog's routine for most of our dogs at one time of the day that they get out and explore and see what's going on in the outside world. Another easy way to give your dog more physical exercise is by playing a game of Frisbee or using a flirt pole. I don't know what that is. If your dog gets plenty of physical exercise, they may be looking for some more mental stimulation. A couple of my favorite ways to mentally tire out my dog are the Kong stuffed with healthy treats or the game of finding the treats. Now, and she goes into some other games and things like that too. And there are some games that they can do to mentally stimulate. Maybe I'll do a podcast on just mentally stimulating your dog with some games. I think I've done something like that in the past. But in this case, it really is something that you know, you should be doing these things with your dog anyway. You know, these are the things that you have a dog to enhance your life. So why aren't you doing those things? Now, I don't get out and walk with my dog every day, but they do get some outside time. I let them out every day at least 3 or 4 times during the day. The more I'm home, the more they get out, obviously. And I do agree with the things that she says to do to combat boredom, which it's not really boredom, she says to do, are very smart. I mean, you should just be doing those things, creating good structure, creating good rules. It's not about entertaining your dog, though. I really want you to kind of get that out of your head, that it's not your job to entertain your dog. The more you can do with your dog, the more your dog is going to be a really good part of your family, understand the rules and the structure, when it's okay to be crazy and wild, like at the dog park, and when it's time that they need to be hanging out with you and taking naps. I will tell you, Beans is amazing. When I sit on the couch, she Well, if I'm up and walking around, she goes nuts. She's finding bones. She's digging under things. She's looking for stuff all the time. She knows what she can and can't chew on. I mean, we're still going through some of that, but not a whole lot of it anymore. I don't have to get on her for chewing up things that aren't hers. But she does go, I mean, she's very active as long as I'm up. I might be fixing dinner or talking to someone on the phone or something like that. And she's just kind of being entertained by herself. She's running around doing things. When I sit down or settle down in the evening, she's right up there snuggling with me. She knows that that's the time it's for us to relax and lay down, and she loves it. She loves digging under the blanket and just hanging out with me on the couch or even in the bed in the evening. So it really is something that you need to do just to really stimulate your dog and help your dog to, you know, focus and be a good part of the family, not worry whether or not your dog's being bored. In summary, today, we ask the question, is your dog bored? You discovered my thoughts and feelings on dogs' boredom and any other human traits we give our dogs. You also learned that there are things that you can do to keep your dog stimulated and dependent on you by creating good structure and rules and mentally stimulating your dog. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.